Sport on RTE Radio 1.
I'm at the time at 25 to 8. Das Cahill's here at the Sports News. Morning, Des.
Morning, Gavin. Dreadful look for Shamrock Rovers last night. They were the better team against the Norwegian side, Molde, but they went out of the UEFA Conference League on a penalty shootout. The match finished 1-0 to the visitors, brought the aggregate score to 1-1, which meant the tie went to extra time. The Molde goal was the result of a dreadful mix-up, really, in the Rovers' defence after a long high ball was held up by the wind. Centre-half Lee Grace left it for the goalkeeper. Goalkeeper left it for Lee Grace and it was poked in. Rovers went out then following a 5-4 penalty defeat. Aaron Green's missed penalty proving the difference. You saw the shootout. There were nine great penalties. And his one was saved. Afterwards, when the Rovers manager Stephen Bradley spoke with John Kenny, he refused to blame the absence of so many regular players for the defeat.
No, I thought we were brilliant. I'm not going to hide behind. We had people missing for different reasons. But I thought the players were brilliant. We still deserve to win the game. We still deserve to go through. It's not about looking at the players we hadn't got. The players we had got were outstanding.
Yeah.
And we should win the game.
Difficult conditions as well, though. I mean, you can even feel in the tunnel here. It was quite a breezy night as well. So it was difficult for the players at times as well to get the ball under control.
Yeah, it was. At times, you see their goal, where it came from. You could see Lee and Ed couldn't quite get the grips of it. But again, we don't control that. It is what it is. Both teams had to play in it. And I thought, to be fair, we controlled the majority of the game and should have won it. We dealt with the conditions really well, I thought.
From your point of view, obviously, getting those injuries against the Bohemians on Sunday is obviously piled on the amount of injuries and suspensions that you had as well. It must be disappointed, obviously, and you haven't said it. That game perhaps should have been called off, from your point of view.
No, it's look, the schedule's the schedule, but I just feel that we were... I don't think there's any other league in Europe that would come back after being off for 4 weeks and then play Thursday, Sunday, Thursday. When you've got a chance, if it's mid-season, that's the way it goes.
Thank you.
That's the way it goes. But when it's the start of the season, I think player welfare comes into question and people get injured. There's no way, you can't stop that. You ask any manager in the world. You come back after having 4 weeks off and play Thursday, travel Sunday. And then this, you're going to pick up injuries. That's the laws of the jungle.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, the penalty shootout, you must feel for Aaron Green.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Look, he's big enough to put his hand up and take one. It happens. You've got to accept as a manager that they're going to miss at times. But Aaron will be fine. He's an experienced player. He'll be okay.
Yeah, okay. And obviously, moving on now, Corkin on Sunday, got to pick yourself up. But it's been a heck of a journey, hasn't it?
It has. It's been incredible. These players have created history. We can't lose sight of that. They've done something that can never be taken away from them, which is special. That's what we're in it for at the end of the day. It's been an incredible journey. And we pick ourselves up, we go for Cork again. And then the good thing is we've got Europe again in a few months' time, which is great.
That's Stephen Bradley. Tough to go again Sunday after last night. The draw for the next round of the European competitions will be made this morning. Meanwhile, the big game action continues in Talla tonight when the Republic of Ireland women's team play Turkey in the Nations League. It's live on 2FM and RT2 television. We'll preview that game later. Greece play Slovenia in the other game in our group and Northern Ireland are away to Poland. On the League of Ireland scene, there are a few big games in the Premier Division. Two sides who won their opening game clash at the RSC. It's Waterford against champions Shelburne. After beating Shamrock Rovers last week, Bohemians face another tough task. They go to Derry. It's Drogheda United hosting Sligo Rovers and Galway United versus St Patrick's Athletic. Week 3 of the Six Nations Rugby Championship sees the Irish under-20 side heading to Rodney Parade in Newport this evening to take on their Welsh counterparts. Earlier, Dan Sheehan will lead the Irish senior team in the captain's run in Cardiff ahead of tomorrow's big game. Let's hear what the Wales interim coach Matt Sherritt makes of the match.
I think that if Ireland were playing out the window now with different coloured shirts on, within 5 minutes I could say that was Ireland. You can close your eyes and you can see them play. Tight connected shape and ball movement with their forwards. And our challenge as a Welsh squad over the 3 weeks is let's make sure we stand for something and we've got a clear identity. So as I said on Monday, I want the players to be brave. So within our system, if they see space, let's not die wondering. And if there's an error, there's an error. I can coach that in the week. And then just having a system that we stick to. So I've been in the game long enough now. I'm not going to just say go out and have a crack because it will get messy. So we've worked really hard on this week in terms of how we keep and find and keep shape. The teams I coach have ball movement, and if there's space, I'll try and attack it. So it's just making sure that the players are very, very clear on how we play. Hopefully it shows up this week, but probably in 3 weeks' time, we'll see a better identity of the Welsh team.
That's Matt Sherritt. We'll have Don Lennon's verdict coming up after 8:30. Meanwhile, the S7 series heads to Vancouver today. Round three of the Premier League darts in Dublin was won by Gerwyn Price, who moves second in the Premier League table. Price defeated both Luke Littler and Luke Humphreys before beating Nathan Aspinall in the final. It would have been a strange night in the city. 9,500 darts fans going around in fancy dress. The Irish men's basketball team lost 85-54 in Switzerland in their World Cup pre-qualifier. At the Mexico Open Golf, good start for Paul Carrington. He's 3 under, 4 behind the leaders. In Thailand, Leona Maguire 4 under for her round today, 2 under for the tournament, 13 shots off the lead. In boxing, heavyweight Daniel Dubois' world title defence against Joseph Parker tomorrow is off. The champion fell ill just 2 days before the fight. He missed yesterday's news conference before being withdrawn later in the evening. He's being replaced by a Congolese fighter, Martin Bacoli, who has had no training camp. This is one of the biggest boxing cards ever, and its sales of pay-per-view is what it's all about. And now that the big heavyweight fight is off, it'll really cost them millions in pay-per-view. In hockey, the Irish men's team play India in the Pro League today, and in racing, Game of Inches became the new favourite for the champion Bumper at Cheltenham when bringing up a treble for Willie Mullins at Punchestown. Punchestown continues today. There's also racing at Dundalk.